woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Unless you're made of aluminum foil, how much fun was that lightning storm last night?
It was cool.
Night?
Very, very, very cool.
Look at the weather go.
A fun, sexy time for everyone.
What I was blown away by was, like, it was right overhead. I saw the lightning and then cracked thunder right away and then no rain.
It reminded me of that Imagine Dragons song, Thunder.
Don't do this.
Stop it. Please stop.
Lightning and the thunder.
Jax, what's up?
I'm going to say two things to you guys. Praise be and Under His Eye. What do you think I'm talking about?
Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale, season 4, comes out today on Crave.
Woo! Yay!
So it's going to be available tonight. A lot of people have been waiting for this, and it was filmed all in Ontario. So there you go.
And it's being shot. Season 5 is being shot right now.
Yes, they're quick.
Very cool. Producer Jesse.
Walmart is currently suing Kanye West because they say his new logo that he's designing for his Yeezy label that he's going to make furniture with, it looks too similar to the Walmart logo.
Oh.
So, and I feel, I don't know if this is a good thing for his divorce because, you know, if he loses a bunch of money in the lawsuit, then, you know,
then he doesn't have
money.
To pay.
Unfortunately,
having been through a divorce, if he loses a bunch of money after the marriage is over, that's not.
That's nobody's problem.
Also, they're both billionaires. I don't think.
Yeah,
I don't think
they'll be okay.
Kim's not going to be like, hey, Kanye, I'm a little short this month. I think maybe they'll be all right. Like,
the logos look exactly the same, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they're very, very similar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
We'll have to post a picture of that. Uh-huh. See if you can. And decipher the difference. So I have a feeling that Kanye will be changing his logo because he might be rich, but Walmart's richer. You know?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so you could be Drake's neighbor, but it'll only cost you $45 million.
Oh, that's not bad. When you consider the benefit of being Drake's neighbor?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I'm actually kind of surprised it's that much because most houses in that neighborhood, which is Bridal Path, are between like 20 and 40. But the weird thing about this house is it's not done.
Oh.
So it's halfway renovated.
Oh.
28,000 square feet, this house.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. That's more than one Roomba.
You got that right, TJ.
24 Park Lane. Like literally a couple doors down from Drake, 9 bedrooms, 16 bathrooms. You're never without a bathroom at 24 Park Lane. And just enough parking space for about 20 of your favorite cars.
All good.
Yeah, you know, you got it.
My Volkswagen will fit there.
It's just Jackson, a bunch of Volkswagens.
Yeah.
They said, so what they've done here is really interesting. They've currently listed it at two different prices, $25 million to buy the property as is, which is halfway renovated.
Okay.
And customize it to your liking with your own contractors, or you can purchase it at the listed $45 million and you have them finish it with the current contractors.
Because that's what Drake did. He bought one existing plot and then bought the other, like the neighboring plot, and then just blew them both out and built a mega house.
100%. And I think he, from what I understand, he had to wait a little bit too. Like he purchased a property and then waited.
His house took like 3 or 4 years, I think,
to start.
To get going.
So it was a while.
Yeah.
Now, the plots of land there are pretty big, and this one is huge. It even has its own, like, little forest.
Oh, good.
What?
I mean, at $45 million, you would expect it would, right?
Yeah, I want a park.
But
yeah.
Can you imagine? You're paying $45 million, and I think if you're in the $45 million range for houses, you probably don't need a mortgage anymore, right?
I don't think so.
So, I mean, you're not worried about the mortgage payment.
No.
But then you got to wait until it's done. And a 28,000 square foot house, so, like, the average house to renovate, like a year or two, like it's like to fully renovate and renew the whole thing. It's hard to do properly. Imagine this. So you buy it and you're what? A year, 2 years, 3 years?
No,
before
man.
You're in?
When you have that much money, things speed up.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think that things are a little faster.
Oh, there's a problem? Yes. Let me just throw some money at it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Well. I will say, though, that if you are Drake's neighbor, you probably won't be able to see him because the walls are very high.
They are very, very
high. And I won't say how I know that.
If you do move in,
to the neighborhood,
yeah,
and you become Drake's neighbor. Because it is somewhat customary when you move into a neighborhood, you meet your direct neighbors, right? You go over, say hi, maybe drop off a bottle of wine or some cookies or something. Do you do that for Drake?
No.
Like, do you like,
I don't stay away.
I have to be honest with you. Have you driven through the bridal path?
No.
I wouldn't expect that any neighbor knows anybody else.
No.
No, I would make it my business to know everybody.
They'd be like, get out. Get out.
Stay away from me, please.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There will be no legal drinking in Toronto parks again this summer because city council are the fun police and they voted it down.
Yeah.
The motion was brought forward yesterday by Councillor Josh Matlow to the city's Economic and Community Development Committee. And it requested the approval of a citywide pilot project that would run from May 21st to October 31st, allowing the consumption of alcohol under 15% at city parks and beaches that have bathroom facilities. So when the motion was raised during the committee meeting, another person, Michael Thompson, moved that it be reviewed by another group within the government, which doesn't sound promising because there's no timeline on when that would happen.
Michael.
And everyone's disappointed because it was something.
Can't we just be treated like adults?
Nope. You see, Adam, we can't.
You know what people can do anyways?
Honestly.
Drink in parks.
Yeah.
And 100%. Rightfully so.
Why are we making police enforce this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this changes nothing, really. Croc shares have risen to an all-time high amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Mm-hmm. So at the beginning of the pandemic last year, in March, shares of Crocs were $10.77 a share. As of yesterday, they're $97.82 a share, which is quite a jump.
Incredible.
The CEO said demand for the Crocs brand is stronger than ever across the world. Some have called Crocs the it shoe of the pandemic,
yeah,
as the clog became a closet staple for consumers seeking comfort at home.
I never thought I'd be here, but I bought two during the pandemic.
Did you?
Two pairs. Yeah, they're incredible.
So they are good.
Like, they're next level.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they're so
good. I've been thinking about it for a while.
Given.
And it's just, yeah.
Given. Let yourself go and just given. They're so comfortable. Yes, you can.
I just can't. Billie Eilish announced a new full album is coming out July 30th. It's called Happier Than Ever.
Woo!
Hey. Yesterday, we played a small clip for you, and we thought she was just teasing a song, which is coming out tomorrow. But no, it's an entire album. She said, this is my favorite thing I've ever created, and I'm excited and nervous and eager for you to hear it. She said fans should get ready for something very special to her, saying, I can't even tell you. I've never felt so much love for a project than I do for this one. I hope you feel what I feel. It's pretty cool stuff, and that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so you're the always late person.
Yeah, you are.
You're the always late person. Nobody on the show is the always late person.
Just say you are.
Okay, I am. And there are times where it's like, okay, man, I deserve to get what I'm getting for being late.
Wow.
But then there's times where you're legitimately running on time, everything's fine, and then something crazy happens, and then you're late, and no one believes you.
The boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, basically that.
Yeah.
Now, just to tell you that most people have that friend who is always late, but very few people admit it's them. 7 out of 10 groups of friends say they have a person who's pretty much always late. But less than a quarter of people are willing to admit they're that friend. 47% of people said they've lied to their friend who's always late about what time something was starting. So that way, if the person got there late, they'd actually be on time.
We've done that to you.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still late.
No,
yeah, you're still late, though.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that, okay, I'm considered late because I show up 15 minutes later. Producer Jesse shows up 2 hours later, and he's fashionably not.
Can I say something?
What?
That's
not work.
That's
what I'm talking about.
He does that. He comes when he wants to a party. You come when you want to work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you
comparing? Yeah.
I don't understand. I've never been late for one of these shows.
And every day you come in, and if you are late, like, the apologies are genuine and they are sincere, but they lose it every single day.
So the survey found that we're pretty generous about what counts as late. We won't officially someone's late till after about 13 to 15 minutes, which I think
that's fair.
I agree with. I think that's, you know, you get people, especially in a non-pandemic world where there's traffic and things like that. Toronto, remember how bad the traffic used to be? It's not anymore, but most days. But like, it used to be terrible, snarled up all the way through town. So you get that. The top three excuses we use when we are late are, can you guys guess?
Traffic.
Uh-huh.
Woke up late,
and my alarm didn't go off.
Okay. Traffic, alarm clock not going off, car trouble.
Ah.
Pretty good, guys. Now, I've used traffic.
As you've said that you woke up, my alarm didn't go off.
Yeah, I've done that,
too.
Yeah.
You've never blamed the truck, though.
No, it's funny, though. I can just hear him like, oh, sorry, guys. I got my truck 2 years ago. Just learned how to drive it. I'm 20 minutes late, 25 minutes late.
Well, the ridge line went beat up this morning. Yeah.
All right, so here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay. To my fellow always late people,
go earlier.
Number one, I never pin people on is if you're a little late, like 15, 20 minutes, there are some people that are really upset about that. I never say like, oh, you've been waiting. Like, I never find that rude, but maybe it's because I do it. You know what I mean? Like, you're 15, 20 minutes late, not for work, but like for a social gathering.
That's okay.
That's fine. Yeah. Unless it's a surprise party, then you're a jerk.
Yeah.
But.
But if it's a if it's happening all the time, like a reoccurring thing, then that gets rude.
Right. Yeah. Right. So the question I have for you again is, you were the late person. You're willing to admit that you're the late person. I'm the late person in my group.
Thank you. There it is.
What time were you? Tell us about the time that you were legitimately running on time, and then you were late because something happened. And nobody flippin' believed you.
Oh, yeah.
And to this day, maybe still don't believe
you. Yeah. I can't think of anything egregious on my part, to be honest with you.
No, you typically say traffic was bad. You've blamed Everly for stuff a couple times.
Don't throw her on the bus.
Yo, when you have a kid, there is some stuff. There is some
accidents. I hate when parents say that.
Yo, you still have a kid.
All right, I have never played in the NHL, and I still like the Leafs, so.
All right, so hit us up at 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Jax, you look like you want to say something.
I hit a raccoon years and years ago, like just smoked one, and I was like 20 minutes late because I had to pull over, and nobody ever believed me.
Why did you pull over? Why didn't you just keep going?
Yeah, what did you pull over for?
Because I didn't know what it was, and it was just a lot happening. It was my first time hitting roadkill. I'm from Nova Scotia, so I had to have a ceremony. Nobody ever believed me.
Family.
It was like 15 years ago.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're the late friend. You're always late. Me too. I know. You always blame traffic, car trouble. Your alarm not going off on time.
Your daughter.
Those are the top three excuses. Yeah, your kids. I mean,
God. It used to be your dogs, and then you had a kid.
Well, my dogs are a pain, too. But they've started to behave a little bit. Now, 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. The time you were legitimately late for a ridiculous reason and nobody believed you because you're the always late person. TJ, what are the texts saying?
From the 289, geese sitting on the road, blocking both lanes on my way to work once in Waterloo. I was 15 minutes late.
Oh, yeah?
Those things gave zero cares about my honking and wouldn't budge.
They'll just honk back.
Yeah.
They're also really mean.
Oh, yes, they are.
They're lawless and angry.
This time of year. I think there's like a Best Buy in Oshawa that people like know not to go to this time of year because there's...
Really?
There's a really angry goose.
My buddy who lives out there is like... He's like... He got chased by one of them because they nest, right?
Yeah. Von Mills, death trap for geese.
Really?
Yeah, man. They chill up there. They love a deal. Yeah. They all like hang out around Von Mills.
They love a deal. Seriously. Hanging out at Bass Pro Shops like, we're watching you.
Yeah, they're all around there. Yeah.
From the 905, we live near a canal, and I've been caught by a boat, so the bridge was up, which is about a 13-minute wait.
Where is this?
But a boat also came from the other direction, so I waited for almost a half hour for two boats to pass through the bridge, and no one believed me.
Oh, God.
I want to live there. That sounds beautiful.
Well, there's tons of places like that, like near the Rideau and stuff like that.
Yeah, true. Okay.
Another one from the 905, I am the friend that's always late. One time, I was on my way to meet my friends on time, and I was letting my cat and my dog in from the backyard. And all of a sudden, a rabbit ran into my house, and my dog and my cat started chasing it.
No.
And nobody believed me.
Yeah. That sounds made up. That's a great story.
Last one here from the 705. 20 minutes late for work once within 2 months. Both times, my cat caught a bird as I was getting ready for work. My cat is allergic to chicken and mean to birds, so I had to catch the bird and release it and check to see if it was okay. My boss is good-natured, but I took pics both times as proof because I knew no one would believe me. I live on the fifth floor of an apartment, and my neighbor puts out birdseed, and the birds love it, plus my cat.
If you live in an apartment building, stop drawing birds into people's balconies. Are you out of your mind? There are people that have to put chicken wire up to prevent seagulls and things like that.
Owls.
Yeah, 100%. Don't draw them in. Are you crazy? Anyway, it's TJ, don't you dare. I know you're new to this condo. Don't you start.
I might become the bird guy.
Ew. No.
Heidi is on the phone. Heidi is a late person, right, Heidi?
I am the late girl. I'm so late that I just sent my best friend who moved to New Brunswick last year her housewarming present.
Heidi?
Hey! I know.
At least she's getting one.
I even put a sticky note inside that said, sorry it's late, but this is just who I am as a person.
Like, at least you're honest about it. Adam's sometimes honest about it.
Listen, if I am late, it's usually because if it's for here, and I'm not late for the show, by the way.
No, you aren't.
It's usually because my alarm didn't go off properly.
Yeah.
But then there's other times where it's like, you know, you have a kid and then like they have an accident before you go out.
We've been doing the show for over 2 years, so you know.
Yeah. I have a 7-year-old and even this morning she had to change 3 times before we left the house because I wouldn't approve of the shirt she was wearing.
Girl's got a dress.
What type of shirt is she wearing that you're not approving?
Well, one was one that she already had worn twice.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
so
yeah,
I was like, absolutely not. The other one was a crop top.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, not the season
for
that.
Literally, story of my life. Adam, good luck.
Thank you. No, this is what I have to look forward to. Great.
TJ and I will just be childless and punctual for the rest of our lives.
Ciao.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You're the always late person, but that time you were legitimately late, nobody believed you. What happened? Tell us the story. Some of these are just outrageous. TJ, what are the techs saying?
From the 905, there were 3 snow removal vehicles going ahead on a summer morning, which made me late. A note, in Brampton, anything can happen. It is true.
It's very true. Brampton is, there's a lot of wild stuff happening in Brampton every day.
Brampton really is a catalyst for anarchy.
It is.
There's a lot of wild things happening.
Why is that? Like, I know you grew up there, but like, why? What is it about Brampton? It's like, wow, there's some crazy stuff that's just going to happen.
I honestly think it's just built on a tear in the space-time continuum or something. It's the only thing that could really make sense.
You shouldn't have even asked.
I don't want to ask.
Another one here from the 289. I am the late person, and I usually use traffic or my kids as my excuse. But one time, a couple of years ago, the transmission on my car died in the drive-thru at McDonald's. I would have been on time if that had not happened. So when I arrived at work with my coffee in hand and this story, no one believed me.
My God.
They thought I just stopped for coffee, which made me late and was making up an extravagant story. It wasn't until the end of the day where they saw me call for a ride that they started to think I was being honest.
Wow.
We thought we'd get a few stories. There's a lot of good stories.
Yeah.
Here's another really good one. I am always late. One time, my car was in repair, and I had a rental car with an empty gas tank, I didn't know how to open the gas tank door.
That's actually something, like, I didn't know on one of my cars. I had to YouTube
Really?
It was like, 2004 Subaru Baja. How do I open the gas tank on this?
And I don't know what part of that story is more embarrassing.
Yeah.
With the fact that I owned a 2004 Subaru Baja?
Yeah,
if you don't know what a Baja is, Google it. It's so ugly.
It's just so ugly.
I am so upset with the two of you right now. My car was gorgeous. And any Baja owners that own a Baja know how beautiful they are. It was a banana mobile.
Yuck. Yuck.
Thanks. First I'm late, now you're calling my first car yucky.
Listen, I'm here to love you, okay?
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
The average price of a house in the GTA is now $1.5 million. This according to a new report that revealed last month, the price of a typical, and I say that in quotes, new single family home in the GTA has risen 29.4% over the past year.
Oh my God.
To a record high of $1,443,638. Now, if you're thinking, well, that's okay, let's go buy a new condo. Those also are going up 8.3% over the past year to $1,064,000.
I thought people were leaving.
Yeah,
what?
Surprised about the condo thing.
Yeah, because I thought condos were going down.
The thing you have to remember is like a lot of luxury condos, I'm sure, like probably drive that average up.
Also,
you got to remember when they say year over year, last year was like the absolute, like in March and April, it was like the lowest of the low for condos.
Yeah.
Because everybody left.
Yeah.
Once we realized it wasn't 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Yeah. They also said that the fall was like the peak that you could get in at prices being very low. And since then, it's gradually gone up and up and up and up.
Interesting.
Yeah. A YouTuber, Johnny Harris, did a documentary series.
Wow. I'm just reading his resume.
Okay.
A YouTuber named Johnny Harris did a documentary series that we all want to know about. Why McDonald's ice cream machines are always broken.
His film touches on McBroken, which you might remember. This time last year, we talked about a software engineer who created an app, at least in the U.S., to track which ice cream machines were working at McDonald's restaurants around the U.S. So it would use an algorithm or a bot or whatever and order through the McDonald's app. And if the ice cream machine is down, you can't order dairy or ice cream products through the app. So then that's how they would keep track of which ones were working.
Wow, that's brilliant.
So, according to reports, this guy would, based off this app, and did a whole bunch of research on his own, and he found that the reason that they seem to be broken so often is because they're actually doing part of the cleaning cycles in the machines. So these machines are like almost 20 years old, and they're the exact same machine in every McDonald's because that's just part of their brand. And there's two cleaning processes, and there's one that's at least 4 hours long, and there's another one that's super arduous as well. So when the machines are, air quotes, broken, they're actually probably in a clean mode.
Wow.
And a lot of McDonald's are 24 hours. So like when you're trying to go get ice cream is usually when they're cleaning.
You would think over breakfast they would run that cycle.
Well, there is a time too that you can't get coffee or they aren't taking any money. Like they're just like, we're shut down. I think it's between like 4 o'clock and 4:15
or
something.
Yeah, so you're not 24 hours.
Yeah, you're not. They're like, sorry, we're not open. I'm like, yes, you are. I'm here. I'm inside of you.
You just answered me. Yeah.
They also touch on the fact that the machines themselves, sometimes if they're off by a temperature, like a degree, will just lock out for an extended period of time.
Sounds like McDonald's, one of the richest corporations in the world, might want to invest in some new technology.
Yeah. It's a whole thing about how because they're such a big brand, they want every McDonald's location to be uniform. So it doesn't matter if there's a McDonald's that was built in 2000 or a McDonald's that opens today. They all have that machine that was made in like 2002 in the McDonald's.
So even franchisees, they can make their own I'm fascinated now. Okay.
A bit of bummer news. All Disney stores in Canada are going to be closing their doors by the end of summer. That's 18 stores across the country, 5 locations within Toronto and the GTA. According to Disney, merch will still be available through other retailers as well as their various theme parks.
Do you guys remember their huge stuffed animal pile? They had it at every store. Yeah, it was so cute.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's Google Smart Home Mini Time with producer Jesse's Trivia. Now, you have to pick who you think is going to win this game, or at least most likely to win this game. Is it Jax, is it TJ, or is it me, Adam Wilde? Text your answer to 999999. Do it now, because once the game starts, you can't guess anymore.
No.
And producer Jesse, the game we are playing today is...
We're going to be playing the newlywed game.
Yay, we're all going to get married.
You guys will be tasked with answering questions about each other. So, yesterday, Jax, you won trivia,
so you will
go first. Who would you like to answer a question about, TJ or Adam?
I'm going to go with Adam.
Ooh.
All right.
I feel like you're going to get spicy today, TJ, so I'm going to play it safe.
Jax.
Okay.
If Adam could go to dinner with Francesco Yates, Johnny Orlando, or Josh Ramsey, who would he pick?
Canadian rock royalty.
Okay, hang on. Francesco Yates.
Uh-huh. Johnny Orlando or Josh Ramsey. Who would Adam go to dinner with?
Johnny Orlando.
Adam, what was your answer?
Josh Ramsey.
Really?
Wow. Josh Ramsey wrote Call Me Maybe, and I want to know if when he wrote that, he knew I'm never going to have to work again. Josh Ramsey from Marianas Trench, by the way.
How the hell am I supposed to know that? That would be your thinking.
I want to ask. I mean, that's the thing.
I thought you would have said Francesco Yates because he loves talking about space.
Don't get mad. Don't get mad at the person answering the question. He asked. You get mad.
You got it wrong. You should be mad at yourself.
I am.
Be self-mad. All right.
All right, TJ, you're up next. Do you want to answer a question about Adam or Jax?
I'm going to answer a question about Jax.
All right. Question about Jax. How old is Jax's dog, Reggie?
Oh.
He is 9.
Jax?
He is 9 3/4.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Who do I know, Reggie?
Man, I would have said 8. So
really? Now you guys got to get married.
Yeah.
Again.
It was already going to happen.
Yeah. All right, Adam, TJ or Jax?
Okay, I'm going to say TJ.
Okay.
I know him intimately.
Intimately. This is a hard one.
He knows
one.
What he said.
Name 3 radio stations, excluding this one, that TJ has worked at.
Oh, no.
Okay, 94X in Prince George.
Yep.
What is it? Rock?
Radio.
Rules.
There it is. All right. There's that one where he's playing 5-Finger Death Punch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But 2 more. Cherry.
Yeah, he's stalling.
Virgin Radio Calgary.
One more.
You got this, man.
Because you guys always talk about Prince George, and we always talk about Calgary, because TJ and I worked in Calgary at Virgin Radio.
Yeah, but he worked in Prince Rupert, and I have no idea at the station that he worked
for. Oh, it was Prince Rupert.
Yeah. No, he worked in both princes.
Oh. Yeah.
He still won't get it. Don't worry.
Prince Rupert.
I feel like it was a
5 seconds.
Was it Country Station?
Five.
I have no idea.
Yeah. TJ?
I worked at 99.1 Easy Rock.
Like, how were we
worked at an Easy Rock?
My first job
how
was playing Sarah
TJ.
McLachlan.
I'm TJ, and here's Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Wow. Why did they hire you for that gig?
I still don't know.
That's bizarre.
I still don't know.
Now we're going to hire a 19-year-old TJ to make
really
jokes.
Remote. Yeah.
Celine. All right.
All right, Jax, you're up next. TJ or Adam?
I'm going to go with TJ.
Okay.
All right. Here's a question about TJ. What is his favorite flavor of Timbit?
Ooh.
Honey dip.
CJ?
No. It's sour cream glazed, baby.
It's not my fault that you're gross. Okay.
Okay. We've established this, that sour cream glazed is
so
the most superior flavor.
Next question.
CJ?
Yeah.
Jax or Adam?
Adam.
All right. How many months old is Adam's daughter, Everly?
Months?
Months old.
23.
Adam?
23 months.
Well done.
You get the easy ones. Get out of here.
Easy.
Adam, Jax, or TJ?
Oh, I'm going to do Jax this time.
All right. Mm. Jax. Rank Jax's love of cheese, mayo, and ranch.
Oh, God.
So rank them one through three.
And it changes daily,
man.
It does. It does.
It's more of a power ranking.
Where is the moon today?
It's a super moon.
Okay. I'm going to say, okay, so we go 3-1 here?
1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. Yeah. So the top ranking one has got to be mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Number two has got to be cheese because she wakes up with cheese beside her, doesn't know how it got there.
Shut up.
Ranch, although we love ranch, cannot compete with the other two, and they're all derivatives of each other, which I love. So, am I right?
Jax, what was your ranking?
I could cry like you know me so well.
Yes, that's a good one.
That's perfect. I'm like tearing up. I feel really close to you right now.
You guys gotta get married.
It is Toronto's hottest thruple. Let's
that's
be honest.
Right.
All right, TJ, you won with 2 correct answers.
Yeah, well done.
Congratulations.
I know you
job,
guys.
Don't
I?
All right. So if you picked TJ, now's your opportunity to pick up the phone. We're actually gonna call you. And Jax is literally crying right now.
So nice. This is really heartwarming.
We're going to call you, hook you up with your Google Smart Home Mini if you pick TJ with Virgin Radio.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
So the question for you is, if you borrow someone's car, should you have to pay for it? Producer Jesse, what's the story?
This is from Fake Name Justin. I've made a permanent move to working from home during this third lockdown. So my sister, who doesn't own a car, has been using it to go into her job that she still has to go into. I literally haven't driven my car for the entire month of April. She's paying for all the gas she uses. But this week, I also asked her to pay for my April car payment. She said no. She thinks that it's ridiculous and won't pay for anything more than the gas. And I said, it was literally your car this month. You used it every weekday this month. Now we're fighting, and she took in Ubers all this week. P.S. She has the money to pay me. What do you guys think? Am I a bad person?
Not a bad person. Listen, as a person, like a human being, I understand why you would think this person is bad. I truly get it. It's kind of greasy. But as a sibling, and the youngest sibling, I live to torment my brother and sister as they live to torment
Stop
me.
It.
And my brother and sister would absolutely make me pay for a month of their car, just like I would make them pay for a month of my car, because that's just what siblings do. You torment the crap out of each other, and then you fight,
when
and then you
adults?
Laugh about it in like 2 years, especially when you're adults.
Okay.
At least in my family.
Okay.
Everything's cool.
Anybody else? I'm an only child, so this doesn't apply to me. Jax, Jesse, you guys are younger
bad
kids.
Bad person. Yeah, bad person. That's petty spaghetti, man. No, it's not good. It's like if she wasn't paying for the gas or like absolutely just being ignorant with the car, I'd get that. But like you offered her the car. She's paying the gas. She's taking good care of it. Like she does need to make the car payment. That is your car. And yeah, you're the sibling. You lend it to her. You make the car payment, she's making the gas.
So my question is, at what point did the car become her responsibility? You've lent the car
exactly.
out. But you
exactly.
make the commitment to
yes,
make the car payment,
right.
whether it's a lease payment or you bought the car. If she wants if yeah. she wants to make car payments, she can buy yeah. a car.
Also, if it was like 6 months or a year, I could see that. But it's been yeah. 1 month, dude. Come on. Yeah. That's petty.
That's somebody who's like, I want $400 to do something.
Hey, come on, sis. Give me my money.
Yeah. She's putting miles on the car. It's going to need more
maintenance. It's your sister, bro. Yeah.
That's like exactly why you make her pay. You teach her a life lesson.
What is this?
I don't know what that lesson is, but
I look at your relationships, all three of you, with your siblings.
Yeah.
And I'm a little jealous because you guys have them. You have siblings. I do not have siblings. And it's like, don't take that for granted, man. It's tough out there as an only child. So you can't be hitting your siblings up for money like this. It's ridiculous. What?
She's just like, no, you have to fight them into your 80s.
You have to fight them with your words, and you fight them with your fists sometimes, but mainly with your words.
So 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. The question is, just to be clear, is he a bad person for lending his car to his sister and then saying, listen, you got to make the car payments because you're the only one using it? 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Am I a bad person? Is he?
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Charging your siblings money. Always a recipe for relationship success. Producer Jesse, explain the situation.
Justin has been working from home for the month of April, and his sister has been using his car to go into work. So she's been paying for the gas. But now he asked her this week to also make his April car payments. He feels that he deserves the money.
Now, let you know how the room is thinking about this, TJ is not a bad person. You got to torment your siblings.
Yep.
Jax and I say bad person. I say because, like, listen, I don't have any siblings. Like, yeah. I don't want you to alienate anybody. And Jax, what was your reason?
I think it's unnecessary. I think it's petty. And at this time, we should be taking care of each other.
Now, what are the text messages saying, TJ?
I text from the 905. I couldn't agree with TJ more. My brother would get me to do that if I used this truck. If she's putting kilometers on it, she should put the payment down.
It's been a month. Come on.
You put a lot of kilometers on it if you're going to work every day. Another one from 905. Bad person. If he wanted the monthly payment, he should have asked for it at the start of the agreement, not after a month as a surprise. Hey, surprise.
That's kind of true, too. Like, you gotta say that up front.
Nope, not true. Another part of being a sibling. It's all about surprises. Another one from the 416. Bad person. She isn't part owner of the car now.
Yeah.
You did a nice thing. Don't be a dink about it.
Dink exactly. is a good word.
Yeah, it needs
to be. You get called a dink, you don't recover from
no.
that.
No.
No, I would have substituted one of those letters, but yeah, no, she has a point.
Which one?
Yeah. Not going to tell you that. What's the next text, TJ?
Last one here from the 647. Not a bad person. TJ is right. My siblings and I do the same. Maybe instead of paying the whole monthly payment, she could probably pay for half. But I would totally do the exact same thing with my sister, no questions asked, because I'm 1,000% sure she would do exactly the same to me. Just not a bad person.
Be now, good to each other.
We've got 2 minutes and 39 seconds, because that's how long this Tiësto song is that we're going to play. After you hear The Business, you're going to hear the results of Am I a Bad Person. And the way it works is you're the jury, so get your text messages in at 999-999 or 416-872-9999. The question, just to be clear, is the brother in this situation, who, by the way, wrote us the email, a bad person for trying to charge his sister a car payment after he offered to lend her his car?
Which she can afford, by the way.
You're such a bad person.
Virgin Mornings wants to know.
Like, all the way through to your core.
Am I a bad person?
Charging your siblings money after you lent them something. Really?
Awful.
Producer Jesse, in a sentence, explain one more time.
Justin lent his car to his sister for the month of April because he's working from home, and now he's asking her to pay for the car payments because she's been the only person using the car this month.
No!
It's called being a sibling.
No!
TJ says, not a bad person. Jax and I say, bad person.
Yeah.
Couple last text messages, and then we're going to get to Jesse with the results.
From the 289, bad person. Siblings are supposed to help each other out. I would never ask my sibling for car payments. That's just so petty. Last one here from the 416. Not a bad person at all. Siblings keep a tally on everything. Money, favors, everything. It's how you know when and how much you can ask for. Example, I drove you to the airport, so the next time I ask you for something, you basically have to do it. That's just what sibling life is.
So the siblings that I know best in my life are Jesse and his sister Michelle.
Yeah.
I don't think that would be the case with the two of you, would it?
Like, no.
No.
But I think we're kind people.
All right. Now, fair. What do the results tell us?
Well, 72% of people are also kind people, and they say bad person.
Right. Yeah, they're also lying.
What? No.
Yeah.
I'm TJ. I grew up one way, and that means everybody grew up the
That's
same
right.
way.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
There's going to be no legal drinking in Toronto parks again this summer because City Council are the fun police and they voted it down. The motion brought forward by Councillor Josh Matlow to the city's Economic and Community Development Committee requested the approval of a citywide pilot project that would run from May 21st to October 31st, allowing the consumption of alcohol under 15% at the city's parks and beaches that have bathroom facilities. When the motion was raised, Councillor Michael Thompson moved that it has to be reviewed by another group within the government. And it doesn't sound super promising because there's no timeline on when that will happen. And May 21st is coming up much sooner
That's
than
enough.
We think. So it doesn't sound like it's going to happen.
That's enough. People
I think we need to
drink
discuss,
anyways.
Too, the fact that there's health professionals here who are doing an incredible job, but are also suggesting that that this would somehow lead to more COVID transmissions when outdoor COVID is like less than 0.0001% of a chance.
In
like
fact, the CDC has confirmed that.
Yeah.
Their stat.
Like it's a shame because A, it should have been legal anyway. No. B, people are going to go nuts.
Yeah.
Like, got to give them something to do.
No, we got to put padlocks on the basketball
yeah,
nets,
which
okay?
is another thing they're doing.
Also,
yeah.
this isn't going to stop anything. People are still going to drink in parks.
Of course they are.
It's absurd.
The average price of a house in the GTA is now $1.5 million. That's according to a new report that last month said the typical price of a, quote, typical new single-family home in the GTA has risen 29.4% in the last 12 months to record a record high of $1,443,638. Condos went up 8.3% over the year to just over $1 million as well, which I assume it's because of the high-end condos, which there is a lot of. Yeah.
There are.
Driving
there
up
are.
The price. Billie Eilish announced yesterday that a full new Woo! Album is coming out July 30th. It's called Happier Than Ever. Now, when she was releasing teasers, especially with her blonde hair, everyone was like, ooh, maybe it's just a new single coming out. Nope, that single's coming out tomorrow, also called Happier Than Ever. The album's coming out in
so
July.
Excited.
She said, this is my favorite thing I've ever created, and I am so excited and nervous and eager for you
cool.
to hear it. She said, fans should get ready for something very special mm-hmm. to hear, saying, I can't even tell you, I've never felt so much love for a project, and I do for this one. Hope you can feel what I feel. And let's just hope it's up-tempo music.
Stop it.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I hope that last March you had the wherewithal to get on your Questrade account and buy stocks in Crocs.
I was already on the GameStop train. Before it happened.
The GameStop.
I'm yeah. thinking about it. Seriously.
So Crocs shares shot up more than 16% yesterday. After it's increased its revenue outlook for the full year, everybody's buying them. And I actually was just on the Crocs website. The most you can pay for Crocs, and it's actually their shoes, is $80.
Brilliant.
Wow. Well, what were the Post Malone ones going for?
Those were like $1,000.
Yeah, like the specialty ones are a lot more expensive. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, $80 for shoes is especially good
really
ones.
Good.
Now, Jax, you've bought two pairs over the course of the pandemic.
I have two pairs over the pandemic, my little shoes.
What do they look like?
They're like, I have a pink zebra print one, and the other ones are blue lightning bolts.
Nice.
I found the ugliest ones that I could find, but like they're like $55. Like it's awesome, mm-hmm. and like I do a lot of gardening and puttering and stuff like that, and like they're perfect for it.
How often do you put them in off-road mode and you use the strap and put it on the back of your...
Fourth gear, you mean?
Yeah.
Fourth gear?
Yeah, when you pull the strap back, it's fourth gear. Yeah. I go into fourth gear quite often.
You know
these little matchsticks move. Yeah.
Now, TJ, you had the actual stock prices in front of you. Like, how much has this gone up? So if I'd put, I don't know, $100 in last March...
Let me just pull it up really quick. You think I'd have this ready, but you would
be part
wrong.
Of your trending, was it not?
Yeah, it was. Hang on. Okay, so at the beginning of the pandemic last March, shares of Crocs were $10.77.
Okay.
So if I put $100 in, I would have been able to buy basically 10.
Yes. As of yesterday, they were $97.82 a share.
Whoa.
Would it make sense for me to go buy one stock right now?
Right now?
Right?
I don't think so now.
Because it's at its like near its peak, right?
Do we know that,
because here's the thing. Like an Apple stock is worth, I think it's like 300-something.
Yeah.
So, like, do you see Crocs getting up to, like, Apple territory?
But here's my thing, is that this time last... Like, Crocs have been popular for a few years. Very popular.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they went up this much...
Yeah, but a big part of that is the pandemic, right? Because people were at home. Yeah, like because you could say the same thing about toilet paper. Like toilet paper stock is probably doing really well right now, unless you build a time machine and go back a year ago and invest in toilet
paper. Yeah, but toilet paper stays the same. It's not a fashion.
If you were gonna play that game, because it is a game, you got to figure out what is gonna be popular again in the reopening.
You have to think things like cruise ships in the next year or two. Right?
No. You'd be buying at an all-time low at that too, right? So like, you know, like those would be like penny stocks at this point.
I don't think anybody's going on a cruise anytime soon. I don't think it's worth the investment. And gotta look closer, sooner.
Can I be honest? I don't understand why people went on them in the first place.
You know what, guys?
Everybody that I know that went on a cruise has caught a cold. A cold midway through the thing and the cold, it's just sick. They're sick all the time.
Are you a cruise guy?
No, I've never been on a cruise. Because I didn't want to get sick. Also, you have to pay for like drink passes. Like you have to pay for your drinks or you get a pass. And the pass is ridiculously expensive.
Here's the one reason I won't go on a cruise. I have to sit and eat dinner with strangers. Not interested. Thank you very much.
I think it'd be a great chance to make friends.
No.
Oh,
that's
God.
Not why I'm there.
Yeah.
I hate that.
Not cruising the Mediterranean looking for Facebook ads.
That's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Excited for the restaurant industry when it does come back.
Yes.
It's been a brutal 18 months, or sorry, I guess, 18 months, but like more of like 14 months at this point. And I think mostly because, obviously, the stories that you hear from people that work at bars and restaurants around the city are pretty crazy. This one, though, not from Canada, obviously, because like we don't have any restaurants open in this part of the country.
I did read, however, though, that John Tory says we're still going ahead with Cafe Teo in a couple weeks. So that's really good news.
Guess what?
Yeah.
Great news.
Because the CDC says it's really impossible to catch it outside. But anyway, Adam Sandler was at a Chili's. And according to TikTok footage on TikTok, nobody recognized him.
Really?
Now, Adam Sandler, I don't know if you've ever seen him out
In the wild.
But yeah, he doesn't dress like a celebrity would dress. He wears like and-one shorts down past his knees and a big t-shirt like a hat.
He also usually, when he's not filming something, has quite a bit of facial hair.
Yeah. There's clips of, or pictures at least, of him online of just fans in the street giving him a t-shirt of like their company, and then he would wear it on TV a couple nights later.
He's
like,
so he's chill,
just
man.
A very chill guy. Yeah.
Sandman. Now, they told him, because they didn't recognize him, that we didn't have any tables, so he left.
What?
And 30-minute wait.
30-minute wait for a table, and they're like, sorry, Mr. Sandler. So I guess they're now asking him to come back. And he left, and apparently, where do you think he went next?
Jack Astor's.
Boston Pizza.
And actually close on both. IHOP. Got some pancakes.
This is a man who's worth $420 million, by the way.
And he's going to Chili's.
Yeah. Okay, but like, caveat to the story, like, does he expect special treatment at Chili's?
No. I mean, everybody's equal at Chili's.
I think he's just hungry and he wants to go somewhere he knows, you know? Yeah.
And you know, but you imagine though, like, imagine you didn't recognize, like, I'm sure anybody in the restaurant industry that has happened to you, like, because it's impossible to know, like, all the celebrities.
Yeah.
So they come up, you work in, like, Yorkville and it's Tiff. There's going to be celebrities at your door, but you might not know all of them because you might not have seen their movies.
You're
and then
busy.
Yeah, you're busy, you're working, you're hustling or whatever. And then, you know, a celebrity walks away and you're like, that was so-and-so. And you're like, I had no idea.
The TikTok is really funny, too, because Adam Sandler has the very familiar look on his face that we've all had when you walk into a restaurant and you say, how long is the wait? And it's a little bit longer than you want to wait, which is just like you kind of like shrug your shoulders. You're like, I guess I'm going over here now.
I was in Florida once. I don't know if you've ever had like a celebrity casually walk by and nobody's bothering them, but Rod Stewart and his wife just walked
by.
And you could tell it was Rod because it was his hair.
Yeah.
But I just kind of, I walked by and I was like, I look like Rod Stewart. And I looked at the back of his head. I'm like, that was definitely Rod Stewart and confirmed it. And then I think I also was in Calgary and Jerry Seinfeld was eating on a patio.
Oh, cool.
And I knew it was Jerry and he had glasses and a hat on. But I didn't go up and say, I never say hi to celebrities when they're out. Ever, ever, ever. Just because.
Especially like, Jerry.
Oh, apparently he's a jerk about that. But I didn't know that at the time.
One of my good friends, Christina, she was down in New Orleans a couple years ago. And she was at this chicken place. And she was hanging out with her and her mom. And Steven Tyler came in.
Oh, that's cool.
Had a bite to eat. And then bought everybody in the restaurant food. And was super chill. Took pictures with them all. And like her mom loves Steven Tyler.
So
there was a little... Things got a little heated.
Okay.
But just for her. Just for her.
10 years ago, I saw Jason Spezza in the Toronto Maple Leafs. Well, not on the least of the time. In a Tim Hortons out near Muskoka.
Lee's my favorite.
And he looked at me, and then I was like, I think that's Jason Spezza in my head. And then that was the end of the story.
He's my favorite player.
He should be. Jason Spezza is amazing.
He's a great dude.
He's a Toronto boy and is playing for his hometown team. Yeah. And he's like one of the oldest players on the team. His four young daughters, great dad. And here's, you don't want to hear an interesting story about Jason Spezza, Jax?
Not really.
Okay, well, you should.
No, you'll love
this.
You're
going to love this story. Okay. So have a listen to this, okay?
Okay.
And this should have been bigger news in Toronto,
okay,
by the way. So the Toronto Maple Leafs are playing and they're getting paid and they all make a lot of money, right? Yeah. The Toronto Marlies, which is the American Hockey League lower level team, still professional hockey, are playing 48% of their season this year, which means they're only making 48% of their salary. Right. And you might be saying, well, you get to play hockey, whatever. So imagine you're expecting to make $70,000, which is league minimum in the AHL. And all of a sudden that's cut to 48% of that, which is about 30 something.
Training all day, every day.
All day, every day, living in the city, how expensive it is, that sort of thing. So it's not about how much you make, it's about how much you're expecting to make and what your expenses are, right? Mm-hmm. So Jason Spezza gets all the Toronto Maple Leafs together and they pool money and give it to the Toronto Marlies.
And keep in mind too that Jason Spezza makes what they call a league minimum contract in the NHL. So he makes the least amount of money he can make to play for the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he's the guy that organized all this.
Yeah.
Okay, like,
do you not love him now?
No, this doesn't work.
Jason Spezza is the best.
I pretend not to be into sports, and now this hurts my heart.
Right?
Damn it.
He's the best.
It didn't work.
He is one of the best things to happen to the Leafs in a long, long time. Anyway, Billie Eilish, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.